Continuing on in Beis Amud Beis, the top of the Amud with the Gemara of Raminhi, we had a digression in the discussion yesterday, the last shiur about the Ran, the long Ran about Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, the parameters of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, which was based off of the Mishnah, which is really a discussion the Ran had based on other Gemaras and other Mishnayos, and the Gemara here doesn't talk about that. The Gemara goes back to the discussion of the first part of the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah. The Ran was dealing with the later part of the Mishnah. We're going back now to the beginning of the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. No, the Menachalav Mutar B'Kulam just reviewed the Mishnah because the Gemara is asking a Kasha, a Rav Minhi, a Stira on the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, No, the Menachalav Mutar B'Kulam. Someone made a nether from milk is mutar to have to benefit from kum, which was the whey. It's the water that is connected to the milk, but it's not milk. Rav Yossi Oser, Rav Yossi said it's Oser to benefit from kum as well. Menachalav mutar b'chalav, the Mishnah then said that for a person had nether from kum, he's mutar to have chalav, and that sounded like it was going according to everybody. The Gemara here asks the kasha, b'ra minhu, minha doshim, aser b'ashishim. Rav Yossi matir. If someone make a nether from lentils, he's aser to benefit from ashishim. However, Rav Yossi is matir. So Rav Yossi in the Mishnah was machmir when it comes to the chalav and the kum. And he said that if you make a nether from milk, you are forbidden to have benefit from the whey of the milk also. Here he says that he's matir. If a person makes a nether from lentils, permits him to have ashishim. What's ashishim? Ashishim, the Ran says, Raminu min adoshim asab ashishim rab yosim atar ashishim ami birshami inun talafchoy del megablon metagnam bedvash. They are lentils which have been kneaded and boiled with honey. And so it's basically some kind of dish which is made from lentils, but it's been changed and it's been mixed with honey. The Mefarish straight across on the top of the page says it's lechem shemu'ura bo kemach shal adashim, that it's bread mixed in it, the flour of adashim. So it's lentils which have been changed. So here, Rav Yossi is matir. So the way the Ran explains the question is only from Rav Yossi. It says the Ran, Rav Yossi kaparich, the Gemara is asking Rav Yossi, the either Rabbanan lo kasha. The Ran explains that the Rabbanan, even though the Rabbanan seem to be saying here a chumrah, that if you say a nether from lentils, you're also usher to have the ashishim, which is a changed lentils, and yet they are matir when it comes to the kum of the chalav. He says it's not a kasha. Even though the rabbanon say when it comes to the milk they allow the whey, and mishum the kum lav chalav hu. It's because whey is not milk. They're two different entities. Ashishim avagav the metagnon bedvash. But when it comes to the ashishim, even though it's the lentils that have been mixed and broiled, I think with honey, adashim ninu. They're still lentils. They're still lentils. They just have changed their form. Kasha. So the kasha is not on the Rabbanan, because the Ran says that the Gemara understood that there wasn't a kasha. The kasha was Rav Yossi against Rav Yossi. De'i hacha shari mishum de'kevan de'isbehu duvsha ashishim mikriyan. If over here Rav Yossi will allow the ashishim, because since there is honey mixed with it, its form has changed somewhat, it's called ashishim, and it has a new name, it's called ashishim, it's not called adashim, not called lentils anymore. Koshkein d'lahavalei l'meisra v'kum shush davar ach l'agamit. And surely, Rav Yossi should not have forbidden kum, which is completely something else. The kum, the whey, is an extract that comes out from the milk, but it's not milk. It's for sure not milk. Ask anyone, whey is not milk. So if he's going to say that ashishim is mutter, even though ashishim are lentils, just been changed, then surely he should have been matir with the kum that comes out of the milk. So why is, well, that's the stira. So the Gemara answers, before we get to Mefarkina and the Ran, the Gemara answers, lo kasha mar ki asrei umar ki asrei. Each one, it's not a kasha, each Tana said what he said based on his place. Ba'asra the Rabbanan karu l'chalva, chalva l'kuma kuma. The place of the Rabbanan, they called milk milk, and they called kum kum, so there are two different things, so therefore a nether from one doesn't include the other. Ba'asra the Rabbi Yossi, l'kuma nami karu lei kuma de chalva. In the place of Rabbi Yossi, they also called kum kum of chalav. They called whey of milk, whey, or whey of milk, and therefore included in chalav is kum. That's why he's machmir when it comes to the kum of the chalav. Ran explains the answer. The Gemara is a bit short. The Gemara says it in a very short way. Mefarkinan is back in the Ran. The time of the Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara answers, the reason Rabbi Yossi mentioned the car of the kuma kuma to chalva. In his place, they would call kuma kuma of chalva, the way of milk. Any item that is associated with its father, figurative language over here, that the way comes from the milk, so it's like the father of the milk. So if it has the way is called by the milk, it's called kuma de chava aser. Then it's aser. Aval hashishim came in the nishtan of ein shema dashma lein sharu. But hashishim, when it comes to the lentils which have been changed in their form and mixed with honey and processed and broiled differently, then since they've changed and they're not called lentils anymore, they're called hashishim. They're something else. That's why he's matir. That's very very straightforward. Formula according to the Ran, the way the Ran is saying it depends on how you call it. What's the shame? What's the shame of the thing, the name of it? Rabbanu also mentioned the hachik shar b'kum. Rabbanu for the same reason allow the kum in the Mishnah. Mishum de ba'asrayu l'chava karu le'chava l'kuma kuma. In their place, they call milk and kuma kuma. So the Ran asks a question which the Gemara doesn't ask. Being tamar Rabbi Yossi teinach de no de menachal of asu b'kum. According to Rabbi Yossi, it makes sense that if someone makes a nether from chalav, he's forbidden in kum because the kum is called kum of milk. The fish adayin shem chalav alav because it's also called by the name of milk the kum of the chalav karale because they call it kum of chalav. Ela nodem in akum am I also be chalav. But if he makes a nether from kum, which was the next piece of the Mishnah, the next line in the Mishnah, if he made a nether from whey, he's also asr in chalav. Why? Halo karale chalav of the kum, they don't call it milk of kum. Yashlamet came in the kari. The kuma kuma the chalva, since they call kuma kuma of milk, havelu chalav kum davar echad. And says that the kum, really what comes out is that the kuma and the chalav, since they call the kuma kuma of chalva, of the whey of milk, we are saying that milk and whey are davar echad, so therefore it goes in both directions. Another from chalav includes kuma, another from kuma includes chalav. Moving on in the Gemara, the word brings a brisa tanya. Hanoder minha chalav mutar b'kum. So this is going clearly the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Someone makes a nether from chalav, he's permitted to have kum, mina kum mutar b'chalav. And if he makes a nether from kum, he's permitted to have chalav. Mina chalav mutar b'gvina, mina gvina mutar b'chalav. If he makes a nether from milk, he's permitted to have cheese. And vice versa, if he makes a nether from cheese, he's mutar to have milk. So cheese and milk are two different names, two different shemos. Mina rotev mutar b'kipa. If he makes a nether from rota, which we said that the Mefarish said that's the soup, a soup of milk, of meat, for example, he's mutar to have kipa, which is a small, tiny piece of meat which fall to the bottom. Those have a different name. Mina kipa mutar b'rotev. If he makes a nether from the kipa, he's mutar to have rotev, vice versa. Imamar basar ze alai asar bo uvrotev uvakifo. If he said this basar is asar on me, then he's asar not just in the basar, but anything things that are associated with the basar as well, the soup and the broken pieces. Hanodim in a yayin mutar b'tav shal sheyesh bo tam yayin. If he makes a nether from wine, he's mutar to have a cooked item which has the flavor of wine, because he only made a nether from wine, not from the flavor of wine. Amar konam yayin ze she'eni toim. But if he says a language, konam a nether in this wine that I'm not going to taste, but afal tachat tav shal sheyesh bo tam yayin arei ze aser. If it falls into a tav shal, then if the tav shal has the flavor of wine, it's not about the Mishishim, if it's not negated by 60 times the amount, then it will be Aser. So the difference over here, this last piece of Enor Demin Yayin, Mutu Betav Shal Sheish Batam Yayin, is pretty much verbatim from the last few lines of the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph, where the Mishnah said the same two cases, Enor Demin Yayin, and said Konam Yayin Zeh Sheini Toim, and the same halachas. So the Ran here, it says in the asterisk that this Ran over here is really, it goes in the Mishnah, but it really kind of applies to both, opposed to the Mishnah and to here. Here it's the Ran is the title of Masisa. Nodem in a yayin mutar b'tav shal sheish bo tam yayin she'im b'mashmol shal nodem in a yayin ela kashu b'eino. The meaning of someone makes nether from wine is wine when it's in its wine form, but not when it's a cooked item which only has flavor of wine. However, if he says konam yayin she'ani toim nafal tav shal yesh bo tam yayin reizu aser, if he says the more long sentence, he says konam of yayin that I'm going to taste, if he talks about the te'ima, the tasting of it, and then if it falls into a cooked item, and as long as that cooked item has the taste of wine, it will be asr. The kim da'amar shani toim asr afilei de taruvus. Since the Ran says clearly, the main difference is shani toim. Since he says not just konam on the yayin, but also that he says shani toim that I'm going to taste it, it's asr afilei de taruvus. It's asr even through a mixture. The kim yesh bo tam yayin rehu toam mo bo. Since it has the flavor of wine, he's tasting the wine in the dish. Okay, we'll move on to their Mishnah. This next run is on the next Mishnah. Hanodim and Hanavim. So similarly, if a person makes a neder from grapes, mutter b'yayin. He's mutter to have wine, even though wine comes from grapes. He said grapes, he didn't say wine. So grapes is only grapes, and he's allowed to have wine. Minazesim, mutter b'shemen. The same way, similarly, with olives, if he makes a neder from olives, he's mutter to have the oil, which is an extract from the olives, because he only made a neder from olives. However, if he said konam zesim v'anavim elu she'eni toim, if he says konam these grapes, olives and grapes that I will taste, asr bahen uveyotze mehen, then he's asr not just in the grapes and olives, but also in the extract, what comes out of the grapes and the olives, meaning the wine and the oil, because since he said not just a simple neder of from anavim or zesim, he said konam zesim v'anavim elu, these grapes and olives, shani toim, that I'm going to taste, that those extra phrase elu, the words elu and shani toim, makes it usher in the extract of the grapes and the olives. Says the Ran, konam amar konam zesim v'anavim elu shani toim, usher b'yahen uv'yotsu mehen, b'gmar mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain, isura ihava mishum elu o mishum shani toim, is the reason he's usher in the what comes out of the grapes and olives, because he said the word elu, he said these, and elu includes, elu is more expansive than just saying the konam zesim or konam anavim. We say konam zesim elu or anavim elu, that includes the extract, includes the juices that come out from the grapes or the oil comes out of the olives. Is it because of elu, or is it because he said the word shani toim, I'm going to taste, and the implication, the meaning of shani toim includes a more broad thing, and not just the solid grape or solid olive, but also the liquids that come out from it. Is it because of elu, or is it because of shani toim? That's the Gemara's question. Elu davka or shani toim davka? Is it elu? Is elu the thing that makes you usher? So the Rami Bracham is referring to the seif of the Mishnah we just read. Is it elu or is it shani toim that's davka? Is it the shani toim which is what's making him usher in the wine and the oil? Yisak, the Gemara interjects. Yisak adaydech elu davka shani toim lamali. If elu would be davka, if elu is the reason that you're usher in yotze mehen, then why does the Mishnah just say shani toim? Hakamash one afa gav damer shani toim. The Gemara is clarifies the question is the chiddush would be if elu is davka, then it would mean that the Mishnah is saying that even though you say shani toim, even though you refer to your tasting of the grape or olive, it's not going to be usher in the extract unless you say elu. So is that the point that you need to say elu because elu is davka, or is shani toim davka? If shani toim is davka, then all you need to say is shani toim. So the Ryan explains the question here more. Says the Ryan, it was a given to Rami Bar Chama that all you need to say is one of these phrases. Either you say these, elu, or you say shani toim, that I'm going to taste. That's enough to make you usher in the what comes out of the grapes and olives. He's unsure. Is elu what's the determining factor over here, and not shani toim? Lo mahani midi, that shani toim doesn't make a difference at all. Oh, shani toim davka, but elu lo mahani klal. Or is shani toim the one that's the you need to say in order to become usher in the yotzim mehen, or and elu it doesn't help at all. Lahadulei, and the Gemara responds to Rami Bar Chama, yisak adaydech elu davka shani toim lamali. If elu is davka, why does the Mishnah say shani toim? The Gemara then says likewise. The Gemara could have asked the same question in the opposite way. Shani toim davka elu lamali. If shani toim is davka, why does it have to say elu? Because they're two sides of the same coin. And the kamaisa not God, it's just the Gemara said elu first because that was elu was the first thing that was mentioned in the sentence of the Mishnah. But then the idak, the same question would have applied on shani toim. Mitatzino, the Gemara answers hakamashlan da afa gav de amr shani toim. In explaining Rami Bar Chama's question, this teretz is just explaining the kasha, that the kasha would be is that perhaps the Mishnah could be read that even though he said shani toim, he amr elu mitzar vilolo. That if he says elu, that's what makes him usher in the wine and the olives, but if not, not mina, nami. And from here also, from this also, we would say to e she'eni toim davka. If she'eni toim is the thing that makes you usher in the juices that come out of the grapes, ha kamashvan, then the chiddush would be da af agav da amra elu, even though it's an elu, you amesh any toim da mitzar vi lo lo. If he says any toim, he's usher, if not, not. That's the Gemara's question. Which one is davka? Which one is what's needed? Is it the elu that's the main thing? Is that what's making you usher in the extract from the grapes of olives, or is it sheni toim, which is making you usher in the extract? Vikal made that. So before we get to the Tashma, the Gemara is going to actually bring a raya from a Mishnah later on, and the Ran refers to that same Mishnah in his Kasha now, before the Gemara. Vikal made that. Heichem esafka leilam on brachama. Ran asks, how could Rami Brachama have any suffering about this lehavi sheni toim adiv? How could Rabbi Rechama entertain the possibility that Shani Toim would be more inclusive and include more Yisr than Elu? That Rabbi Rechama is asking Shani Toim should include the Yotzei, the extract from the grapes and the olives. The Rabbi asked, we have a Mishnah that seems to say just the opposite. It says, Nun Zayin, and this is actually the Mishnah that Gemara is going to discuss in just a few moments, but the Rabbi says it. What about this Mishnah? Doesn't the Mishnah say the opposite? Konam peres elu alai, aser b'chilufeyen u'v'gidulayen. If a person says a konam on these peros, he's used the words elu, then he's aser not just in that produce, in those fruits or that produce, but also in the exchange if those things were sold or traded for something else, or the gidulayen, which is the growth of it. If it was a small fruit and it grew into something bigger, or something grew out of it, then that would be also usher. So elu makes him usher in more. It's expansive and usher in the exchange and also in the growth of it. Shani ochal, shani toim. However, if he says peros, shani toim, he talks about eating peros or tasting peros. Mutter b'chilufeinu v'gidulein. He's mutter to eat the exchange of the peros or the growth of the peros. So amat tvei adiv elu mishani toim. So you see explicitly in the Mishnah that elu is a more expansive language than shani toim. So what's the Gemara's question over here? What's Rami Rachama's question? Didn't you know the Mishnah? What about the Mishnah? Doesn't the Mishnah say that Elu is more expansive in regards to the exchange of the thing and the growth of the thing? Yeshlomar, so Rami says that that's different. Ki adif hani mila gabi chilufei megidulein. When is it better? When is Elu more expansive? That's regards to the exchange of the fruit or the growth of the fruit. In isnuhu bichlal Elu, those are included in when he says peros Elu. Kevan the Yachadinu Shevinu Kaktish. Since he designated and said specifically these peros, he's Meyachid them, he referred to specific peros, he makes them like Hektish, as we'll explain later on. Therefore, since it has the status of Hektish, it makes sense that also the exchange of the fruit or the growth of the fruit should also have Isser, just like the Usser with Hektish. Just like with Hektish, if you would exchange Hektish, the Hektish can transfer, the Isser can transfer onto the exchange, and the Gidulim of Hektish are Usser. So too, Peros Elu has a din of Hektish. Aba ki amar, shani ocha shani toim. However, if he just says, neither, not on, about specific Peros, but just I'm going to eat, or I'm going to taste Peros, lo mashma de litzruch lefeim and Gidulein, it doesn't imply that the exchange or the growth of it should be aser dadav hafkinu. Just opposite. If he says, talks about peros, eating peros or tasting peros, he's excluded the exchange of peros or the growth of peros. Because when he eats the chilufin, a different fruit which is substituted for this fruit or exchanged for this fruit, or he eats the gidulein, something that grows out of the fruit, he's not being toim. Not being toying the father, he's toying the child. He's being toying the gidulein, is the thing that grows out of it. He's not being toying the actual thing that he made in nether. He's being toying something else. He's eating something else. So that's why elu is more expansive when it comes to chilufeim and gidulein, because it has a din of hektish. However, when he says shani toim, it doesn't have a din of hektish. It's more limited, and therefore will not include the exchange or the thing that grows out of it. So that's the introduction that the Ran says before the Gemara brings Rava. So Rava says, Amar Rava Tashima. Rava says, back to again, the question of Rami Rachama is, what is what's making Yotze man? When we talk about the extract, the thing that comes out, the liquid that's squeezed out of the grapes or olives, and it's the Mishnah says it's Usr, is it because you said Elo, or is it because you said Shani Toim? So Rav brings this Mishnah. Amar Rava Tashma, Konim Peiros Elo Alai, Konim Heim Lefi. If a person says Konim Peiros Elo, same Mishnah that the Ran just referred to, or if he says Konim Heim, these days should be Aser from my mouth, Aser B'chilufein V'gidu Leyen. It's Aser in exchange and the thing that grows out of it. Ha B'yotze Mehen Mutter. But if it would be, the implication is, those are the cases, that those are the things that are usher, the chiluf in the exchange, and the gidulim, which is the thing that grows out of it. However, if the liquid that comes out of it, the yotze mehen, things that comes, that squeezes out from the thing, that would be mutter. Because that if yotze mehen would be usher, the Mishnah should have said yotze mehen. So the Gemara says, no, ha, hu adin da filu be yotze mehen. Usher, really, even yotze mehen is usher. The Mishnah would prefer to say the Isser of Chilufayim and Gidulayim. The Chilufayim, Ki Gidulayim Dami, to teach us that Chilufayim, the exchange, is like the Gidulin. That's a bigger Chiddush. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention the Yotze Mehen. Really, the Yotze Mehen, what comes out from it, is also Aser. The Mishnah wanted to say a bigger Chiddush, that the exchange of something is also Aser, like the Gidulin, like the thing that grows out of it. The Ran explains the Shach L'Mataya here in the two steps of the Gemara. Amar Rava Tashma, Konam Peiros Ha'ilu Alai, V'chulei, Ha'biyotze Mehen Mutter. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought that we could deduce from the Mishnah that only Chilufayim and Gidulayim is Aser, but the Yotze Mehen, what comes out, is going to be Mutter. The Salkadaitin, the Yotze Mehen Aser, the Gemara thought that if what comes out, the liquid that comes out from the grapes and the olives would be Aser, would have been a bigger chiddush to say that what comes out from the peros is asr. Even though the form of the produce that he made asr has changed, now it's liquid. He made asr the solid, and now there's a liquid coming out of it. Even though it's liquid and it's changed completely, it's still going to be asr. That would have been a bigger chiddush. That would have been a bigger chiddush. That would have been a bigger chiddush than the exchange of something or something that grows out of something where the thing is still still the same thing. It's still kayam. That would be a bigger chiddush to say that Yotze Mehen is Aser. So therefore, if the Mishnah didn't say Yotze Mehen is Aser, it implies that Yotze Mehen is Mutter. So the Gemara said, no, it's not a Raya, because Umapech Lei, and the Gemara reverses it. The Adrab, just the opposite. Ha, Adifa Lei, Lashmina, the Chilufayin, it's a bigger chiddush to say the Chilufayin and Gidulayin are Aser. So the chiddush is that the Chilufayin, that the exchange of the item, Afal Gapish, Lo Yotze Migufa Eser, even though it didn't come out from the thing that's aser, ki gidulei and dami, it's comparable to something that grows out of it. And surely, if something came out from it, if the liquid came out from it, that came out of the iser itself, surely that would be aser. So really, the bigger chiddush is chilufayin, that if something is exchanged, that's aser, like a growth of something. And koshkin, surely, if something comes out of it, yotze mihen, it's like the liquid comes out, that would for sure be Asr. The Ran points out, he's really asking an implied question, why doesn't the Gemara answer the question of Rami Bar Chama from the Brais we had before, that it said, if a person had the Brais on earlier on the Amen here, if a person said Basar Zeh Alai, this Basar is Asr, he's Asr in the Basar, and also in the Rotav, the liquid, the soup, and the kippah, the little pieces that come out on the bottom of it. So isn't that Yotze Mehen? That's equivalent to something that comes out from the basar. That would be a raya that Yotze Mehen is Aser. When you say basar Zeh Alai, and you just say Zeh Basar Zeh, which is like Elu, you're saying this basar, you know, it's not Shani Toim, but that's the thing that makes it Aser, it's basar Zeh. Why didn't the Gemara bring from our Braisa? El Demimas Nisim Bo, the Mifshat, the Gemara prefers to answer it from a Mishnah. So this is a Mishnah later on, Dachnun Zayin. So Gemara prefers to try to answer the question of the Amoraim from a Mishnah rather than from a Braisa. So the Gemara then says Tashma, another Tashma, which from that same Mishnah, which we just quoted in the Mishnah on Zayin, Tashma She'eni Ocha She'eni Toim. If a person says Peros, Konam Peros, that I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to taste, Mutter Mechilufayim V'Gidulayim. Then he's mutter to have the exchange and the gidulin. So this would seem to be it. Now we can bring it right the other way. Ha hayotze mehen aser. If when he says the language of achila and ti'ima, then he's allowed to eat the exchange, allowed to eat the growth of it, That would imply, but that yotze mehen is aser, because if it comes out from it, then you're getting a taste of it. That should be aser. So the Gemara answers, no. Since in the Reisha we didn't mention Yotze Mehen, it also doesn't say in the Seifa Yotze Mehen. It could be that Seifa, from the Seifa we could have deduced that Yotze Mehen is actually Mutter, just like Chilufin and Gidulein. It's just that since it wasn't mentioned in the Reisha, it wasn't mentioned in the Seifa of the Mishnah either. So Tashma, Ron explains, Tashma She'eni Ochel Ha Yotze Mehen Aser. Now the Gemara wants to do is that if something comes out from it, it's going to be Aser. De Yotze Mehen Mutter. If Yotze Mehen would be Mutter in a case of She'eni Ochel She'eni Toim, Vada Lagabe She'eni Ochel She'eni Toim, Avira Busit Fei. In regards to the phrase of when he talks about eating and drinking, eating and tasting, the heter to say that it's permitted to have something that comes out of the food, that would be a bigger chiddush from then saying that the exchange or the growth of it is permitted, like we said before, because the yotze mehen is from the thing itself, not from something else that's been exchanged for it, or the gidulin that grew out from it. It's from what comes out from the thing itself. And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say yotze mehen, and you shouldn't be medayik from the fact that it doesn't say yotze, because in Achanami, really, you're right. Yotze mehen would have been a bigger chiddush, and it could have said yotze mehen is mutter. But since in the Reisha didn't mention Yotze Mehen when it was talking about Peres Elum, because the Isser, prohibition of the exchange, is a bigger chiddush to say that the exchange of is Usser when you say Elu, that's a bigger chiddush to say than Yotze Mehen is Usser. Since it didn't say in the Reisha the Isser Yotze Mehen, because Chilufein is a bigger chiddush, so Nasim Seifa Yotze Mehen, therefore the Seifa also doesn't refer to Yotze Mehen. So the Gemara is basically saying that we don't have any proof from the Mishnah later on, one way or the other, whether Elu is the determining factor that makes Yotze Mehen Aser in our Mishnah, or it's Shani Ochel, which makes Yotze Mehen Aser. The Tashma says, Gemara, let's bring a Raya, and this is why we brought this over here. Let's bring a raya from the Mishnah we had on Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Aleph. And we just learned Amud Rabbi Yehuda Ma'aseh ve'asar Rabbi Tarfon alai. Rabbi Yehuda said there was a story that Rabbi Tarfon made asar on meat. Beis Mishnah spash lo'imah. There was meat and there was eggs cooked with meat, and he said that the eggs that were cooked with the meat is asar. And Amr lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda that they wanted to qualify that you're right that when you have eggs cooked with meat, it's going to be asar. Emasai. The Bach's gear says, Kena Dover. It's true that when you have Beitzim cooked with meat, the eggs are Usr, they get the status that they're talking about a case where a person made a nether on the meat, so the Isr from the meat will be imparted to the eggs. The Amos Hab is mentioned, Amr Basr Zalai. That's only when he says, this Basr is Usr Amish. I know the Minha, Dover Venis Ariba Acher, Yesh Benosin Tam, raise the Usr. Because if someone makes a nether from some food item and then it gets mixed with something else and it gives over flavor, it's with less than 60 times the ratio, then it's Usr, it's going to be Usr. So everyone agrees, and he says, Basr Zalai, that there is the Nosin Tam, like we learned before, that the Basr makes the eggs Usr. So it seems clearly that it's when he says, Elu, or Basar Zeh, which is like Elu, when you refer specifically to a certain item, that would include the thing that comes out of it, because here the eggs are becoming Usr from the Tam Basar, from the flavor of the Basar that comes out of the Basar. So that seems to answer the question. The Gemara says, the Gemara modifies. He says, really, we don't have a question about Elu. For sure, Elu is Davka. The question is, Sheni Toim, Davka, or lav davka. Says the Ran, Toshema, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ela be'elu, lo komi ba'elu, davka. The Gemara says, you're right. From the Mishnah, you see that elu is davka, the masnisan here. It's a Mishnah. Ki komi ba'elu, she'eni ocha, she'eni toim, davka hu. Is she'eni ocha, she'eni toim, davka, masnisan, o katani. Is it that the Mishnah is saying either or? In other words, if you say she'eni ocha, she'eni toim, is davka, it means that she'eni ocha, she'eni toim could also be a way to make something usr when the flavor of something usr, or the extract of something, that the Mishnah is saying either elu can make yotze mehen usr, or sheni toim would make it usr. Oh, lav davkahu, or perhaps lav davkah, v'hakamashmalan, and the Mishnah is just telling us as follows, davkah gavdamer sheni toim, even though he says sheni toim, yamar elu in ilo lo. If he says elu, then yes, if not, not. So the Gemara is saying the question was, we're modifying the question of Rabbi Bar Chama, that for sure if he says Elu, Zesim Vandavim Elu, that's going to make Asr the extract that comes out from the grapes and olives. The question of Rabbi Bar Chama is simply, does Sheni Toim also accomplish that? If he does Sheni Toim instead of Elu, will that also make Asr the Yotze Mehen? Or is it Davka only if it's Elu? So before that, let's go to the Gemara. Says the Gemara Tashma. Dog dogim sheini toim, asar bahen ben gedol miktanim ben chayim ben mashalim, mutter matas chufa vitzir. We had in the Mishnah earlier that if a person says dog dogim, and that language includes, he says that I'm not going to be toim, I'm not going to taste fish, then he's asar, whether the small, big fish, small fish, raw fish, cooked fish, all types of fish, he is asur. However, his mutter and taj trufa and sir. Taj trufa and sir, the man said earlier, these are either the fat of the shuman or the shaman. Either it's the fat of the fish or it's the oils of the fish, and he's mutter in that. So you see that Shein Toim says Shein Toim is not enough to make the extract forbidden. Shein Toim means you have to taste the fish itself and not the extract. So the taj trufa and the sir is mutter. Says the man, so the Gemara comes to answer the question of Rabbi Chama from the fact that it says in mutter to have the taras trufa and it's here the fat and the oils of it. Alma sheni toim lav davka. We see sheni toim is not davka, meaning it's not what makes it usher. Because here he says sheni toim, and it's not going to make usher the extracts. It has to be elu, and only elu will make the extracts usher. The Gemara again refutes the proof. Amar Rava Ukvar Yatzel Mehen. You can read the Mishnah that the case of Taras Trufa and Seer, that is Mutter, is talking about where it already had come out from the fish before the person made the nether on the fish. So that's why it wasn't included, because it already came out. If it already came out, we're saying Taras Trufa and Seer don't have a nether, don't have fish status in their own right. So if they had already come out from before the person made the nether, and he made a nether on dug him, then the nether doesn't include taras trufa and tzir, because those are not dug him. However, perhaps if taras trufa and tzir, if the fat or the oils came out of the fish after the nether, perhaps that would be usur. Perhaps sheni toim would be enough to make it usur. Says the Ran, Amarava kvar yatsa mehen, the olam sheni toim na midavka. Really, you could say sheni toim would make the extract usur. V'i yatsa la'acha mikan inachinami dasur. And if it would have come out after the nether, surely it would be true that it would be usur. Chitanan de shayon, when the Mishnah says that the fat and the oils of the fish are permitted, b'sha kvar yatsa mehen kodim nidro, it's talking about where it already came out from the fish before he made his nether. So the Gemara does not end up answering this question whether Shani Yochel Shani Toim would be enough by itself to make an usher that when he says these, I mean, if he doesn't say these, he doesn't say Elu, he just says olives or grapes that I'm going to taste, would it be enough to make usher the extract from the olives or grapes, or do you have to say Elu in order to make the extract usher? Just to finish this piece, the Ran says Alaka be Elu, Pshitalan de Davkuhu ve Asr v'yatsa mehen. If he says Elu, then it is a given, like the Gemara says, that would work to make that the extract of the thing is going to be Asr as well. Sheni Toim is Safkalam lo Ifshit Tobayan. However, Sheni Toim remains an unclear thing, a suffix to the Gemara, and it's not answered. Became lo Ifshit Tobashmad Nakhtir lo Chumran, since it was not resolved, it would seem that we would go. We'd be strict and we'd say that if a person says Sheni Yochel Sheni Toim, we would also make Asr the extract from the item. V'ikolim man damar da'hinu taimu da'asr v'yotze mihen mishum de'kevan de'nachis kuli ha'il de'yuka mashma de'dayte ha'kol ma'ay de'nothik minayo. There is one opinion, he says, that explains the reason why would it be Asr why would the extract be Asr? He says Sheni Yochel Sheni Toim, because since he's nachis kuli ha'il de'yuka, since he's so specific in his language, implication is that his intention is anything that comes out from it. That's also Shani Ocha Shani Toim. He doesn't just say nether on the item. The thing is usher to me. He says a nether on this item, on the item Shani Ocha Shani Toim. That Arichus Lashon, that's longer sentence, implies that his das is even things that come out from them. The Kama of Hushem Yisruhu. The Ryan asks, it's one thing to say, well, I understand if you said Shani Toim, and I'm going to, the food that I'll taste, that's not necessarily to say that I'll taste. And that's a Fushay Yisruhu, that's since he's saying something that's unnecessary, he's coming to include more prohibition. Aval Shani Ocha, Maikla Meimar. But if you just said Shani Ocha by itself, why would that be expansive? It wouldn't be enough to say, just say, konum these peros, because if you said peros elu, that would imply eating, and whether it's eating, whether it's benefiting, even benefiting would be implied by peros elu. And he only wants to make it aser for him to eat. But if he says shani ochal, then when he says shani ochal, there's no proof that he's coming to aser to make aser things that come out from them. Maybe when he says shani ochal, he's just coming to specify that I'm making aser the eating of the item and not benefiting. I want to be able to get benefit from it, so I say shani ochal. So who says shani ochal is an expansive language that has the meaning that he has, and shows us his intention to make aser the extract? Maybe shani ochal is coming, he's being specific when he's adding the word shani ochal just to say that only achila is aser and not Hana, not benefit. Iklim meimar. The kevin d'avem matzil meimar kon peros elu b'achila alai. The kama shani ochel. Since he could have said, kon of these peros in achila, in eating, on me. Instead, he says shani ochel, af yotze mihen mashma. Since he says that he uses that phrase, shani ochel, that would imply even something comes out, as opposed to, because he could have said kon peros elu b'achila alai. So according to this understanding, this man Damra said that according to this logic, the b'shvua lo matzi l'meimer b'achila alai, when it comes to a shvuas where he couldn't say b'achila alai, because lashon neder who, because b'achila alai is a language of neder, and with the shvua you're always referring to your action, not that this thing is usher on me. So with shvua you wouldn't be able to say lashon b'achila alai. Akarchi yisle l'meimer shani ocha lo mitz shani ocha, and he has to say, and if he wants to say a shvua, he has to say a language of shani ocha lo mitz b'yotze mehen. He wouldn't be usher in what comes out from it. Because with a shvua, we'd say the other svar, that when he says shani ocha, he's coming to say, he's referring to that, limiting that his iser will be in eating, and that he's not going to be forbidden to get benefit from it. So therefore, shani ocha would not be inclusive, it would not expand and include the iser of what comes out from it, when it comes to shvua. So therefore, according to this logic, the man is saying that shani ocha, shani toim, would only include iser when it comes to a neder, but would not include the iser of yotze mihen when it comes to a shvua. However, he says other Rishonim say, which is the Rambam's opinion, lo shna neder, lo shna shvua. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a neder or a shvua. It's not because an extra language, it's not because of the extra wording of shani ocha, shani toim, but it's because the language itself indicates that yotze is going to be aser. The lashon shani ocha shani toim mashma shoser kol achilut ima haba mehem. That the language itself, when he says the language of eat, that I'm going to eat, I'm going to taste, that implies an iser of any type of eating or taste that comes from it, including the yotze, including what comes out from it. We'll stop here.